KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have light snow here in Atlantic. We picked up 1.5 inches of snowfall here at the official weather station up until just before 7 a.m. with light snow continuing to fall. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Roadways here in western Iowa are completely covered with snow for the most part, except for near the I-86-80 split, where the roads are partially covered with snow. Interstate 29 is reported to be in normal driving condition at this point until you get to about Bellevue, Nebraska. Then it's from that exit down, it's partially covered with snow. Now, these slick, snow-covered roads here in western Iowa, especially in Cass County and eastern Pottawatomie County, have contributed to numerous accidents. Rescue crews from Atlantic were called to a multi-vehicle accident this morning on I-80 in Cass County. The call came in just before 6:30 a.m. from Interstate 80 westbound at the 60-mile marker, or just west of the Highway 71 interchange. We know at least two people were hurt, including a man who had a shoulder injury and a pregnant female who was having some trouble breathing. Crews from Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Anita Rescue, and Medevac were called to the scene. And another accident was reported at the 48-mile marker westbound that had a car on its top in the traveled portion of the road. At 6:51, the Iowa DOT's website at 511ia.org reported I-80 westbound between Exit 46, County Road M47, and Exit 51, or County Road M56 near Walnut, was blocked due to the accident that I just mentioned with the vehicle on its top. And there are several schools that have delayed classes this morning. We'll run that list down and have other news for you in just a moment. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Well, we do have a handful of schools that have canceled classes for today, primarily those in the southwest corner of the state. There's no school today at the East Mills School District. Essex and Fremont Mills have canceled classes for today. Nishnabotna and Southwest Valley schools have also canceled classes for today, Southwest Valley being Villisca and Corning. And there's no school today in Stanton. Again, those are the schools that are primarily in the southwest section of the state that have canceled classes for today. As we get more of those, we'll post those online for you on our website at kjan.com. And Chris Parks will be announcing those throughout the morning as well. Elsewhere in the news, one person suffered minor injuries during a rollover accident early this morning on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. According to dispatch reports from the Communications Center, the accident happened at around 2:14 a.m. on I-80 westbound, about a mile east of the Walnut exit, or exit 47. One person in the vehicle reportedly suffered from a head laceration. Medevac ambulance tiered with Walnut Rescue in response to that accident. Roads early this morning at that time were partially to completely covered with snow. Three Southwest Iowa fire departments were called to combat a trailer home fire Monday night in Hancock. The Daily Nonpareil reports the Hancock, Oakland, and Avoca volunteer fire departments were called about 5:42 p.m. to 126 North Scott Street for a report of a furnace fire. Various photos taken at the scene showed thick gray smoke emitting from the home as firefighters worked to contain the blaze. The damage was apparently extensive. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating yet another armed robbery of a convenience store. Sergeant Dave Dawson says just before midnight Monday, a white man in his 20s entered the come-and-go store at 2024 Fifth Avenue in Council Bluffs. The man grabbed a bottle of pop and approached the clerk at the counter. The suspect then reached into his right pocket and pulled out a handgun, pointed it at the clerk, and told him to open the cash drawer and give him all the money. The suspect told the clerk he had, quote, 10 seconds to open the drawer or he was going to kill him. The robber then took off with an undetermined amount of cash. It was the second time in the past 3 days that store was robbed. In this most recent incident, the suspect had brown hair, wore a gray hooded sweatshirt, black gloves, and had a scarf over his face. An investigation into the incident continues. Sergeant Dawson says it's not known if the suspect or suspects in the robberies are connected. Anyone with information about the crimes is asked to contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Police in Audubon report the arrest on Saturday of 35-year-old Scott Harold Topfer of Exira. Topfer was charged with theft in the fourth degree and 3 counts of being a felon in possession of a firearm. His arrest stems from the execution of a search warrant. Topfer was transported to the Audubon County Sheriff's Office, where he was being held in the jail on $5,000 bond. His arrest was made by officers with the Audubon PD with the assistance of deputies from the Audubon County Sheriff's Office. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Glois Gilbert, age 93, formerly of Earlham, died Thursday in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Glois Gilbert will be today at 10:30 at the Earlham Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Faye Eblen, age 73, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Memorial services for Faye Eblen will be today at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Baroda Seastrom, age 87, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Baroda Seastrom will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Alex Ricks, age 78, of Manning, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Alex Ricks will be Thursday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Dick Olson, age 78, of Elkhorn, has died. Funeral services for Dick Olson will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Beulah Lucas, age 100, who's formerly of Audubon, died Saturday in Des Moines. A celebration of life memorial service for Beulah Lucas will be on Thursday at 1:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Violet Dinkla, age 76, formerly of Messina, died Monday in Glenwood. Funeral services for Violet Dinkla will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Velma Fell, age 89, of Avoca, died Saturday. Funeral services for Velma Fell will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Bruno Behrens, age 102, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Bruno Behrens will be this Saturday at 11:30 at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Allen, age 85, of Walnut, died January 30th. Funeral services for Robert Allen will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Grace Hansen, age 91, a resident of Caring Acres and Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for Grace Hansen will be next Monday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ruth Wright, age 93, formerly of the Messina area, died Sunday in Kansas. Funeral services for Ruth Wright are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Joshua Fritz, age 31, of Oakland, died Saturday. Funeral services for Joshua Fritz are pending at the Reekin Beath Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.